Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Pamela Mann with Take Me to the King, start off the second hour for us this afternoon. And as you can probably hear the smile on my face, never heard of a smile being heard, but definitely you can tell that I'm smiling. Because I just cannot think about the song or remember the song without remembering the competition that we had. I don't know if I should say back in the day, because it wasn't far back. It wasn't that far back. But the competition called I Want to Sing Gospel. And I remember the finale. I can't remember which season it was, but it was a season finale on, it was the last episode on that day. And Lindsay Baikies, who is now a member of Joy Celebration East London born, by the way, I mean, why wouldn't I remember? Lindsay Baikies actually did the song. It was literally the first time I had ever heard of the song. And, you know, one of those feelings where you're like, I'm not sure if I want to hear the actual artist cover the song, because I hadn't heard it. She had obviously mentioned who the song belonged to, but I was like, you know what, I've heard enough, love it. But I must say, Tamla Mann also didn't disappoint. But man, Lindsay left her heart on that stage that day, and thus I can never get it out of my memory ever. But also, later on today, there's something I just want to share with you. I see you. I know you. Isn't it beautiful to know that you are seen? And so the scriptures, John 1 verse 40 to 42. We'll take a look at that just before I do my goodbyes. But you can quickly go to the book of John chapter 1 verse 40 to 42 for that one. All right, so it is, of course, that time. I don't make promises that I don't intend to keep. Talking about marriages today, and I think the most important thing when we speak of marriages as well is we need to speak of healthy marriages. Marriage therapy is one of the things that, you know, should be at the center of that conversation. And the good news is, while speaking of keeping promises, I'm keeping last week's, well, 2 weeks ago, I was supposed to have a conversation with Pastor Kwadi, but I'm very glad because he is joining us in studio. He's not solo, though, because he's also with Pastor Archibald Malungwan. Let's start with you, Pastor Ernest Kwadi. Good afternoon and welcome.
A very good afternoon to you, Luko.
Am I forgiven?
Yes, you are.
Officially forgiven.
Officially forgiven.
Welcome. Here's the weird thing, and because you and I see each other so much, especially around Radio Pulpit,
yeah,
it actually doesn't feel like this is my first on-air conversation with you.
Oh, yeah.
We actually have never sat like this, now that I think about it.
Exactly. But remember, our interaction goes, you know, far beyond
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But otherwise, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming through, Pastor Kwadi. And a warm welcome to Pastor Archibald Malungwana. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sisi.
How are you doing, Finis?
Good, and yourself?
I am well, thank you. Yeah. By the way, I must say, just so that you don't get surprised, Pastor Archibald, when I smile. Okay. I love husky voices. I wish I had one, because I've got a big one.
Yeah. No, you have a very powerful smile.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Now, we're talking about the upcoming marriage therapy, or should I call seminar, Pastor Kwadi, this afternoon. I think if you can just fill us in on that first of all. Is it a seminar? Because I'll tell you now, we play around with all these big words in churches. You know how we do it?
Yeah,
a seminar, a conference, and you never really know what the difference is.
Exactly.
Let's break it down firstly. What is happening? Then we're going to give more details when and where it is. What is it exactly?
All right. It is a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And this seminar features both the couples and those that are single.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And this seminar, actually, it is our sixth seminar.
Mm-hmm.
We have started some years ago, and every year we do have a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
This time we saw it fit to invite those that are not married.
Wow. Yes. Talk about inclusivity.
Exactly. Because in most cases, you will realize that, you know, our seminars, we focus normally on people who are married.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, we just want to, you know, incorporate those that are still praying and looking.
Those that are being prepared. prepared.
Exactly, those that are being prepared. And the good thing, Luko, is that we are not alone. We are also partnering with Radio Pulpit. Radio Pulpit going to be in the house as well. Mm-hmm. That is taking place in Soshanguve on the 2nd of August, mm-hmm. 2025.
I think let me throw this back. Any of you is welcome to actually take it. Why is it so important for singles to be part of such events? Because, you know, my pastor, Pastor Mavunga, usually says there's this thing where, for instance, the church has all these different departments, but then there are certain departments that are not attended to because we're used to having a singles department or, the couples department. And so some get lost in between. And I'm saying this because we put emphasis in marriage, which is absolutely beautiful. And then we actually forget and we expect the singles to get there prepared. As we're speaking, it's preparation. So why is it important for singles to actually be part of such an event?
I think the important part, it's one, number one, is to give guidance.
Mm.
That's the first point.
Yeah.
Secondly, is the danger that they are in,
mm.
in as far as finding partners.
Eh.
And if there is no guidance and no advice, mm. it's so dangerous.
Yep, yep.
Because as we speak right now, the world, especially the social part of it,
mm.
the social media.
Yeah, it's going to teach them.
It's going to teach
them. It's going to teach them, definitely. Yeah. And that's the dangerous part.
And when they're taught by social media, we know that chances of finding not the right people, you know, let me put it like that, finding wrong people at the end of the day, it's mm. a problem. So it is so important that as a church, we need to really address the matter of singles.
Yeah.
Remember, we deal with two parts.
Mm.
There are those who didn't do well in the first marriages and whatever.
Ish.
And there are those who are just new, who mm. were not married even before. So it would be good that the church be involved in making sure that they provide the guidance.
I would say if we don't speak up as a church, the world will speak up, and that voice is usually louder.
Sure. Yeah. That's so true. Another thing, Luko, I believe that as a church, we need to equip our young people in particular. Let's give them tools, tools that are right, tools that, you know, they will be able to use them for the benefit of, you know, growth and knowing also being able to see the red flags.
I mean, you know the generation of flags.
Yes. Today, so many of our young children are in relationships,
mm-hmm.
and they do see the red flags, but they believe that they can handle those red flags. But unfortunately, when they find themselves in this institution called merit, izinto ziyajika, things now turn around, and it becomes a problem. Now, these seminars, they are aimed, you know, to give practical tools, you know, valuable insights, effective strategies to enhance connection when people finally decide to say, let's tie a knot.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, I'm really, really touched by what you're saying. We literally look at these flags and you're like, well, I can pour some white into it and turn it pink.
Yeah.
I can work around with this. And we take the notion of sacrifice way too far.
Yes.
You know, the other thing is that whenever we close our eyes, we sleep in the night, we believe, you know, you sleep being a lizard, you want to wake up being a crocodile. Of which it's not possible.
It's not going to happen.
Not at all.
In a world, my pastors, where marriage, I don't want to call it a social thing, but where it's become a fashionable thing, as opposed to we want to fulfill the mandate of, you know, marriage and just, you know, being honorable to God. Here's the truth. It's all about the matching outfit. It's all about the vibes, the what do they call couple goals and whatnot. Yeah. Like I was saying, young people are falling into these traps. Do these types of seminars also, like you're saying, Fundisi, look at, let's say you're already investing into that. You know how a generation is. You're already investing into that relationship. Yes. Is it one of those where you're like, hey, open your eyes. Get out if you need to now.
Of course. Very important. And that too, they shouldn't be allowing the pressures, especially of growing in as far as age is concerned, because some of them are pressed by age.
Mm. Exactly.
To say, I'm getting old and I'm not getting any person. And that need to be emphasized, that it's not sin to be single. That's another thing that need to be emphasized, so that people can take their time.
Exactly.
You know, pray about it, you know, relax a little bit and know that at the end, whatever that comes, they can really look deep into it. Without being pressured to say, I want to be like others.
I want to be a goal. I want to be finally seen as a couple goal.
You know it.
Mrs. So-and-so.
You know?
Yeah. Or Mr.
You know?
So-and-so.
These titles get to our heads at some point. Yes. That's true. Yes. Now, you speak of it being a sermon in Funtukhwadi. Does this mean it's a one-day, two-day event? Is it what exactly is happening? You did give a date, an idea. So what idea should I have if I'm willing to go to the event on the day?
It is a one-day event. We are actually starting at 2:30 on Saturday up until 17 hours. 17 hours, yes. So that is 5 o'clock. So now the aim, basically, it is to try and assist, you know, couples and singles, as we have indicated, to build stronger relationships. We want to assist them by equipping them. You know, today marriages are very strained. You know, I'm doing counseling in most cases. I sit with people who are married, and you will hear them crying because of the challenges they are going through and so on. So this seminar is aiming at, you know, assisting on how to deal with all those challenges, because the challenges are there. And we also want to empower young people or single people, you know, giving them practical tools to say, this is possible, you can make it still. But however, you really need to look at 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
Be aware
of the follow. Let's go back to the drawing board with you.
Exactly. And once we have prepared you, it's like we are giving you a manual to say, these are some of the things that which you can look into.
Yeah.
We are basically simply saying, Luko, it is a marital screening, premarital screening, a marital checkup, so that you are able to see yourself to say, am I actually ready for marriage?
Yeah.
Or maybe I am not ready. If you are not ready, why do you have to force yourself to be married?
Exactly.
Or to get into this institution? You can pause. You can try to develop yourself first, and you see that you are able to do things yourself, other than having to depend on someone, you know. So those are some of the dynamics that which we are simply saying, the marriage seminar is here, and we are inviting everyone to say, please come partner with us, come and check yourself. I know, you know,
check yourself. I love that.
Yes, you know, there is a thermometer. The thermometer, it is the instrument that is used to measure the temperature. Yes. Now, when you want to know how hot or this water, you use that instrument. Now, it will tell you if, you know, the temperature is hot or... Now, we are simply saying this marriage seminar is actually aiming at that, to say you need to come, be present, be part of that. And as we teach you, you are able to check yourself.
Yeah.
We are giving you the thermometer so that you are able to see, to say, but I can take a step of faith to enter in this relationship or in this marriage. Otherwise, also, you can make a decision to say, things are not going to work out. Not now.
I like what the analogy you're using of a thermometer, Mfunzwadi, because, you know, sometimes you think things are okay.
Yeah.
You think you know, you think you're in a better place, like you're saying, to make a decision. But until the thermometer is taken out to say, hey, let's check this temperature. You might think it's stable. It reminds me, because I've got 2-year-old twins.
Yeah.
You know, you check the temperature using your hands. But sometimes I always say, make sure the thermometer is close by.
Because
you don't know once you've reached the threshold.
Yeah.
And you need to be extra careful.
Yeah. I like that, because that's where we are using the correct device to check the temperature.
Yep.
And we are saying for this seminar, let us assist our brothers and sisters with the correct devices. Mm. And in this instance, we are talking about the word of the Lord. We are talking about the Bible. We are talking about hearing from the Lord, even in terms of the relationship that you are about to enter into.
I think I'm going to put you on a spot here, Mfundisi Malungana, but what gave you certainty back when you got married? I don't know how long you've been married. What gave you the certainty that, hey, this is the decision I'm making and it is correct? How did you know for sure, for sure?
I think personally what made me to be for sure, I don't know whether fortunately or unfortunately, I started pastoring a church single.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
that pressure.
Yeah. So you can imagine the pressure.
Yeah.
And you know those days when you have testimonies and this old woman will stand in front and say, Mastandazelen mfundisi ashade, you know.
As if it's some form kind of sickness to be younger.
Yes, you know. And then secondly, when you did these house visits, if there's a single lady there, you realize how the hospitality is there, how they care for you. So everyone is looking to say, how about?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you know, the good thing from Bible school is a guy who really advised us to say, if you pastor a church for more than 2 years, don't get married in that church.
Oh, wow.
Because you'll cause a chaos.
That's
so
true.
You must look from outside.
That is so true.
You know?
Never thought about that.
So I had to pray to find someone outside the church,
not
within the church.
And you did well in that.
Yeah, and by God's grace, I did well in that, to find someone outside.
Very interesting.
It is, right?
Very interesting.
And it's actually a valid argument. Yeah.
It is. But now, Luko, if I were to give you my story.
Your story. Yes, please. Yes, please.
I'm also feeling so fortunate in the sense that when I got married, 25 years ago, by the way.
What?
Yes. Now, I married a lady within
the
church.
but be honest now, Pastor Khadi, was there no turmoil and noises? Yes.
No, obviously that was there.
It was
there. That's so true.
So with me it was better. I didn't have those turmoils.
Because they didn't know this person.
Someone from outside.
Clever.
So I didn't have those turmoils. Even those who were really talking among themselves to say kiwaka. When I started telling them whom am I getting married to, all those discussions died off.
They died off.
Yeah, you know.
And I can imagine if you have been accused so much, you know, the accusations before you get married.
Yes.
You pointed at that one and that
one
and that one.
True.
And all of a sudden you bring somebody from outside and like,
yes. And there was a lady we were singing with in the choir, you know, as a duet.
Mm.
And everyone thought, you know, they concluded. But they were shocked when I told them that. I exposed my fiance to say, this is the one that I'm getting married to. And everyone was like, wow.
I think also being a single as well, let's be realistic, as challenging as marriage is, but being a single as well comes with so much pressure.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, people wanting you to marry. As you're speaking, I'm actually reminded a couple of years ago, a friend of mine from the IAG actually in the Eastern Cape introduced me to the IAG. And so I used to assist with games and all of that during camps. I used to do team buildings for their youth groups. And this friend of mine was a pastor, a young pastor at the church. You might know him, Pastor Zane Glenge.
Okay.
And I used to assist at his church every now and again. And Abba Mama Esontwin came with this theory that I was to be his wife. It was a solid one.
Yes.
Remember, I came to the church through him. But it was never from that place. Yeah. I remember attending one of the congregants' weddings at the village, because it was a village church.
Yeah.
And one of Abba Mama kept a warm blanket for me, because Mam Fundisi must get a nice blanket. It was so funny. I remember when he was being announced as getting married, everybody was looking at me with awe at the wedding.
Sure.
And I was singing at the wedding. Mm. And I'm like, guys, did you really believe this theory?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So being a single as well, you always pointed to that one and that one. And that's why I love that you're including these single people to say, we acknowledge you're of age.
Yeah.
But chances are, this is not the time.
Yeah. That's it.
Exactly. That's it. You know, that acknowledgement is very much important to say if it is not the right time.
Yeah.
You rather, you know, be able to stay far, and let's give you tools to know how to stay far, how to stay calm, how to deal with pressure. And of course, you know, when people create this, you know, thinking and so on, and remember, they are not only creating, they are also spreading it around. Now it becomes pressure now. Now once that pressure, and if you can succumb to that pressure, to yourself, not only to yourself, even to other people, and we are saying, let us have, you know, seminars whereby we sit down and we give, you know, information, we train you, we build you, we develop you so that you are able to stand. Of course, if it is the right time for you,
we also want to give you the tools.
We want to give you the tools on how to handle that, you know, so that we don't say because it is time, then we just leave you without preparing
to enter
you.
Without any preparation.
Let's prepare you. Let's build you. Let's also pray together with you. You know, marriage must be centered upon Christ. Christ is the one who, you know, is the source of everything, even in our marriages. Yeah. And we pray, you know, that the Lord will give us the ability so that we can have marriages that will reflect on Christ himself.
Christ-centered marriages.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know those old rendezvous in the, in the village back in the day where they used to have a pole in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my older brother got married. The wife used to say, at the center of it all, he's that pole.
Exactly.
Christ should be that, the nucleus of marriage, actually. Yes. I love to hear it. More details on the event. What day exactly? Is it a Friday? Is it a Saturday? The date? Any other fine details that you want us to know about the event?
Thank you so much, Luko. We invited Dr. Andrew Spaumer. Dr. Andrew Spaumer is a social worker and he's a relationship coach. He is our guest on that very day. And as we have indicated, we are inviting all young people who are, you know, single, and of course those who are in relationships as well, those who are married as well. We are inviting you to come. The date is the 2nd of August 2025 and we are going to be in number 306 Block GG in Soshanguve. The venue is St. Clair Catholic Church there. There is a registration, of course, and the registration for the couples is 600 and for the singles is 400 rands. And we are reachable on this number, 082-470-6408.
We repeat it.
Thank you so much.
It's radio.
Yes. The number is 082-470-6408. And alternatively, you know, Facebook page, PS Ernest Ezekiah Kwadi, you can get all the details that you need. Connect with me. We will be able to connect with you and we will give you the tools that you need and also to prepare you for the best of service.
I love to hear that. Funtu Kwadi, thank you so much. Funtu Malungwana, thank you. Thank you for availing yourself as well this afternoon. And I think it's really, really important for us to build, you know, strong marriages.
Exactly.
I always say if the enemy can get us in that department, then he's crippled the church.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, that proceeds to our children. You destabilize the structure of marriage. You're destabilizing family. And in essence, you're leaving our children in disorder. So thank you so much for restoring the faith in marriage.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
God bless.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.